The band Fall Out Boy has always held a place in my heart with bangers like Sugar We're Going Down. Thanks for the memories. And Dance Dance, which I still listen to on the daily, so I was super excited to turn on Believers Never Die Volume 2 to hear the biggest hits from their albums over the last few years. I will admit, when I first saw they were releasing Believers Never Die Volume 2, I thought they were going to release a whole new album of new songs, and I was so pumped. When I turned it on and heard all the songs I already knew, I was a little upset, but only because as a longtime fan, I just wanted more of their music, but I still jammed out anyways. I'm sure with how their vibe has changed that I won't have to wait too long for something new to be released from the band. This is the second greatest hits collection album from Fall Out Boy, and it's funny because it was almost 10 years to the day since they released Volume 1. The band took time to work on their sound during this break between 2008 to 2013, and it's easy to tell the difference from their older punk rock sound as they added in genres like pop and slight hip-hop vibes, like in their songs My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, Light 'Em Up. The second greatest hits album covers the songs in chronological order over the albums Save Rock and Roll, American Beauty, American Psycho, Make America Psycho Again, and Mania. The album includes Alone Together and Irresistible, which are two of my favorite songs from Fall Out Boy. With listening to Fall Out Boy for years, it's easy to hear and see all the changes from their former emo rock days, but in a lot of ways, they are still the same band that we know and love. As always, one of the most essential aspects with music, for me, is the lyrics. The band's lyrics are very impactful, sometimes romantic and deep, even with such a rage-like sound that the band gets through their music. It's a good balance for me because even though they have been experimenting with new sounds over the years, they still keep their lyrical writing style like the old days. I love that they are experimenting with new sounds, and I can't wait to hear what they have for their fans. Rating 9 out of 10, favorite tracks, Alone Together, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, The Phoenix, Bob Dylan, and Immortals. Not enough set of scores, too many sharks, not enough blood in the way.